listening to Love and Light with Dr. Lisa, Everyday Living in Peace. Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today, and most people don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. The key to this is simple: love. Join me, Dr. Lisa Collins, for the next hour as I unpack and identify the need for a peaceful, love-filled existence by engaging the challenging and hard topics of life. On this show, you will lean into the healing practices that enlarge your spiritual reality through the act of love. This kind of love begins with yourself and your neighbor and transcends age, race, sex, generation, class, and sexual identity. The world changes when we root ourselves in love. Love and Light with Dr. Lisa starts now. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Lisa, and you're listening to Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. You will not want to miss this. And let us help you experience how to bring more love into your everyday life. Each second and fourth Wednesday at 1 Pacific, 12 Mountain, and 4 Eastern Time, we have tools for living every day in peace. Do you have a community that you feel loved and cared for by others? Do you, everyone deserves love. Everyone deserves to be loved and have a place where they can receive healing, experience a loving community. I'm wondering if you have one. And does this kind of community happen? And where does it happen? Welcome our guest today. We have Kathy Wright Lewis, CEO, author, education consultant, and spiritual life coach. Wow. Here to help us discuss building healing and love in a community. Kathy brings a wealth of lived experience and love to the world and creating community to help anyone connect to living every day in peace. Let's welcome Kathy to Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace. Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Lisa.
I am well. So wonderful to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming. You have so much to offer. If you could just tell us, you have such a depth of experience so that the listeners can know a little bit about where you're coming from. Can you give us just a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And thank you for looking at my work and even considering what I share with everyone. I live my life as I'm just a result of my community. You know, I was raised, and people may say, what? Because my community is now one of the most dangerous places to live in this country, Brownsville, Brooklyn. But when I was growing up in Brownsville, it was very much, you know, a very loving place, a cultural mecca for African Americans. And talk about healing and loving. I mean, it was in the air. You know, when I walked down the street, everybody knew everybody. Everybody looked out for everybody. And I carried that into every career I've had. And just in my life, I don't know how else to be, because that was my peace. My community was my peace.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. And also it sounds painful around the changes that have occurred. And so you're from New York City. You've been in New York City. I mean, I know you as a healer. So you were there before the pandemic. So what has it been like during the pandemic in New York City? We see the news, but what was it like for you?
It was devastating because you've never seen, you know, everybody knows New York is live 24 hours a day. You know, the city that never sleeps actually stopped moving. That was unbelievable. Okay. I mean, one day we just rode to the city just to see the empty streets, if they were really empty, because it was something that I'd never, ever experienced before. So just seeing your city emptied out, you know, the lights weren't on, you know, Broadway was sleeping. I mean, it was unbelievable. And it was fearful because I didn't know if my neighbors were okay. You know, I didn't know, and a few neighbors died, and I didn't know until, you know, when people started coming out and we found out, you know, ambulance, all you hear here are ambulances all day long. That's all, first thing in the morning, still first thing in the morning, last thing at night, I hear sirens, you know, going off. So somebody's always going to the hospital. And all day long. So it's hard to move around. It was hard. I made my peace within my home, and thank God for Zoom, and Facebook and all those other things. We really just try to create joyful spaces on Zoom.
You are already moving into, because I was going to say, how did you find community during the isolation? Like, how did that happen? So what did you do first?
Well, one of the first things I did was I already had my writing workshop, Power in the Pen, what you see behind me. And fantastic workshop. We usually would meet at the Brownsville Heritage House. So I already had a Zoom account. So I said, okay, we're going to meet on Zoom. We're not going to miss a beat. We'll just keep going. And we meet every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that continued. As a matter of fact, we started getting more people who could only reach us by Zoom who don't live here, you know, because now we had access to more folks. So we ended up getting more people joining us. And we started having different open mics and different events on Zoom that I thought would be helpful and make people feel good. And they loved it. They loved the poetry. We usually do a showcase every year, and we continue to do that, but we just added more shows, you know, every season, every other Saturday or whatever, we'd come up with something to do to share. So, and people would tune in. We ended up getting a little fan base because people would come on to hear the poetry and have an opportunity to respond to and get things off their back and feel like they weren't alone for a while.
Wow, that is amazing. So Power in the Pen was already, it was already in operation, but during the pandemic, it got a boost. Yeah. It got it got a shot in the arm, not to be figuratively, but it got a boost because people from all over could Zoom in. Is that still true for Power in the Pen?
Absolutely. Every Saturday, 11 to 2, we're on, and we're still Zooming. We can't even really go back into the library yet at where the Heritage House is, so we're still Zooming. And we also started doing, I think that's when we started doing the prayer call, because we lost a member to COVID, and we started praying every morning. So, and not everybody could get on, but whoever could come on, that we pray every morning at 8 o'clock. And then, we just started doing a lot of other things. I don't want to brush ahead, but yeah, we started praying together on Zoom every morning too.
So that's, all right. So Power in the Pen's already going on. There's a community. How did you start that community? I mean, we're going to talk at the end about how to start your own community, but how did Power in the Pen get started?
I had visited, well, my thing was always giving back. Like I said, Brownsville was such a culturally rich environment, and there were so many people who I wanted to honor because they saved my life. They taught me how to be. I was a Black nationalist at the age of 10, marching, for equality. And we had the first Black superintendent. We had one of the first Black community run schools. It was quickly overturned because there was a big old teacher strike, as you know, they fought against it in 1968. But those people who I was with, who marched with us, who taught me everything I know about my history, they were wonderful people. People came from all over to come to Brownsville to stand up and fight together. So I took that everywhere I went, and I taught it to all of my students. But then I said, when I retired, I want to come back and do something else in the community. So, and I retired in 2013. I went over to the Heritage House because I said, I need a space, you know. And I spoke with the director, Miriam Robertson, the wonderful, amazing Miriam Robertson. And she says, come on. Yeah, sure. Come on. You know, if you want to do that, I'll give you space. So we started right then and there. And people started, it took a while, but people started coming slowly but surely. And now, I mean, there have been, I'm sure at least 100 people who have come through. Some people just come and they write a little bit. They come and I started a book years ago. Now I want to finish it. Or they'll say, I don't know where to start, but I have something I want to tell. One lady came from the Bronx one day and she said, I just needed to come and tell somebody who I knew would be interested in my story. And they're all stories of survival. They're all amazing, miraculous stories, and they're heart-wrenching, crazy. So she had lost her sight and then she got regained her sight. And she said, hey, I want to write the book about it, but I just needed somebody to hear me. So that's what we want to be, you know, where people could come and be heard. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's fantastic. And when we think about why we even need communities for love and healing, it's because there is a lot of hurt in our world. There's one of your poems, one of your readings. See if I can grab it out here. I have Kathy's books here. I have Mariah Seeds. I have Passion's Pride sitting right here. And I have Power in the Pen. And I was looking through these, and there was a on page, Mariah Seed on page 129 is something called rage.
Okay.
and I, you know, we have a reason why we need these healing communities of support in these places where we can be loved and be heard and be seen. And it looks like we're getting ready for a break. When we come back, we're going to dive into this some more. But when we come back, I would like to one of us to read this piece. There's a reason why. If you're listening in today and you're wondering about healing communities of support, we're going to go to our first break. And if you're listening to Love and Light with me, with Dr. Lisa, with our guest, Kathy Wright Lewis, CEO, author, educational consultant and spiritual life coach. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we will explore more about this very needed topic of building community spaces of love and healing in your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Can you truly say that you know and love yourself? Corny Cottrell is an author, speaker, and 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy, here to encourage you to take back your power and live your life with intention and purpose. Tune in to Unapologetically Favored every fourth Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Walk in your purpose. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Corny.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Widrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Widrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace. My guest today is Kathy Wright Lewis, CEO, author, educational consultant, and a spiritual life coach, who is talking with us about building community with love and healing and how she has fostered communities of healing and love. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Kathy. Kathy, could you give your contact information to our listeners?
Sure, I can be reached. I'm on Facebook. It's Kathy Wright Lewis. My website is kathywrightlewis.com. No hyphen. crighteous@gmail and powerandthepen.org.
www.org. Can you repeat one more time?
powerandthepen.org.
Okay, awesome. Wonderful. So we have been talking about healing and loving communities, and now we're going to talk a little bit more specifically. There's a reason why we need to heal. Our world is often spinning. Things are often happening. We don't really lean in and talk about these things unless we're, in my opinion, judging or saying someone is right or someone is wrong. So I want to ground this next segment in Dr. Martin Luther King's Six Principles of Nonviolence. Instead of saying, reading it as nonviolence, I'm going to read it as love and healing. Love and healing is a way for courageous people. It's an active, nonviolent resistance to evil. Love and healing seeks to win friendship and understanding. The end result of love is redemption and reconciliation. Love and healing seeks to defeat injustice, not people. Love and healing recognizes that evildoers are also victims. Love and healing holds that suffering can educate and transform. Nonviolence, love and healing, rather, willingly accepts the consequences of its acts. Love and healing chooses love instead of hate. Love and healing resists violence to the spirit as well as the body. Love and healing is active, not passive. Love and healing does not sink to the level of the hater. Love restores community and resists injustice. Love and healing recognizes the fact that all life is interrelated. Love and healing believes that the universe is on the side of justice. And love and healing resistors have deep love and healing people have deep faith that justice will eventually win. And so I just want to ground us in Dr. King's words. And there's reasons why we have the need to heal and love. And Kathy, would you please read us a piece from your book, The 20th Anniversary of Mariah Seed.
Mariah Seed. Okay. Every chapter has a poem that precedes, and this particular one is rage. Bloodless hearts filled with fire. Destruction is their one desire. One blind cop kills one black boy. Now the entire village we will destroy. Hate in their eyes, heat in their hearts. They'll find the culprit severed in parts. But will his life truly compensate? We've lost our future, induces fatal fate. Paralyzing pain from wasted pregnancy erupts in emotional despondency, then evolves to evoke an awakening. From death comes life, comes death, you see. Bloodless hearts filled with rage angrily turn the history page and close their eyes to committed sin. The village now buried, devastation welcomed in.
Thank you. Thank you. And we have many reasons in our whole world and here in the United States to need to heal, and to need love. Can you tell us, Kathy, a little bit about the kind of depth of healing that's needed and how you've been able to lead people in that direction?
Okay. Well, there is a lot of rage and a lot of anger because people don't understand. And it took me years to find out on this spiritual path of mine, just you know, why we have the lives we have when things seem so unfair, when you watch your community burn, when you when you're in the midst of racism and people mistreating you all of the time. I see it well up in my students. I taught for 35 years, and I would see them, and I'd have to teach them how to let go of the rage so that they could, because they didn't even understand why they needed to be in school. I'm dealing with rage. I'm mad at the world. You know, my parents are dead, or my parents are on drugs, or we live in a dangerous neighborhood. You know, all kinds of things are going on in their lives, and they have to choose to want to be here, so that the rage has to be healed. And, you know, I had rage of my own that had to be healed before I can go on and do anything else with my life and be a help to others. So telling people about my rage and getting rid of my rage by understanding what my life was really for, what my true purpose really is, that makes everything better. It's tolerable when you can say, you know, otherwise you want to go out and kill somebody, you self-destruct if you don't know what to do with the rage. And then when you don't understand it, you think God hates me, I'm being, you know, I'm suffering, all those things, I'm being mistreated, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, you know, I'm not lovable, I don't deserve love, you know, that becomes your internal conversation, you know. I hate myself, you know, I hate my people, you know, you know, they say these things, you know, to themselves after a while, you know, and so you have to find a way of getting past that rage and learning once and for all to just quiet the brain, you know, quiet that mind, get rid of that mindset, because when you're hearing that, that's not of God. You know, that is not of God, and we are of God. So when you can get rid of that and you start to hear some purpose, what happens in Mariah's seed, and what I needed to share with everybody was the answer to the question, what do you do when it seems like all hope is gone and that life seems like it, you don't need to live it anymore and you're at your wit's end? What do you need to do? Turn to your ancestors, okay? Seek God and find out what your life is really about, because at the end of the day, we chose to be here. We came here. There's a bigger reason. There's a larger picture. There's a purpose for everything, you know? So you can find that. And every book of mine has a message, a different message, because it was something I was looking for myself, you know? So how do you calm the rage? You shut it off. You replace all those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Ian Levan Zandt has a book, what is it? Let It Go. She teaches you how to do exactly that, to release all of the negative thoughts, those negative conversations you have in your head, and replace it with your positivity. And what if things are a little different from what you think they are? What if you came here to overcome all of that? What is it teaching you? You know, you know, what has it taught you to do? And so when you learn, when you start looking at life that way, why am I learning this lesson right now? You know, not why is this happening to me, but why am I learning this right now?
Right.
Once I learn it, what the reason is, oh, I can overcome this. And then it opens up the doors and the windows and the sky, and you could become everything that you want to be. That I'm stuck with this stuff, you know, it's about releasing. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And so, Kathy, you're such an amazing example, because not only are you leading this work, you are saying, I have done this work.
Yeah.
I have done this work to get to the place that I am now. So if there's listeners right now who are listening that are identifying with, yeah, I have those thoughts in my head all the time. They just cycle on and off, that you've said something valuable, important, and massive. It's like, it's not you.
It's not you.
It's not you. That is not your voice that's telling you you're not worthy. So this show is about love and light and living every day in peace. That's why we have Kathy Wright Lewis here today, because she lives and works and walks in this way where she is leading people. So first you did your own work.
There you go.
And how did you start? What was the oak leaf that you reached out to do your own work?
Oh my goodness. So many things were happening for me that it became unreal, you know, over the years. I've always been a spiritual person and I always reached out to spiritual communities. And that's a long, long story. But what I ended up doing after 3 car accidents and a fire, I was in the hospital and I heard forgive. You know, I'm like, how did I get here? What's going on? Why is this happening to me? And he said, you need to forgive. I needed to forgive everybody, including myself, and myself mostly.
Amen.
All of those things that I was thinking about myself. I was on the outside, but on the inside, you know, I failed marriages. My father abandoned me. My mother abused me. All this stuff that we were holding on to. Like, there must be something wrong with me. No, I had to let go, forgive them, forgive me. That was the beginning.
Amen. Amen, Kathy. I totally identify. Forgive them. And forgive me. We need each other in this world, and we need to lean in to the love and the light. Wow, it is time for a break again. I'm Dr. Lisa, and you're listening to Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace. And when we come back, we will continue to talk and make building communities of love and healing. We need it. We need it in our world, and we need it within ourselves. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is a show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm back. Here we are, Dr. Lisa, and you're listening to Love and Light, Living Every Day in Peace. And we want to welcome back, and continue talking about building community with love and healing. So here we are with Kathy Wright Lewis, CEO, author, education consultant, and spiritual life coach. And can I just say, just amazing and amazing. We're sharing an experience about building community of love and healing. And so, Kathy, I have several of your books here. I have three. I know there's a lot more than three books, but you talked about in the last segment how you went through your own healing process, and how you realized that, you know, you talked about forgiveness. And then you also talked about going ahead and writing yourself to answers that you needed to know or you needed to hear. So can you, first of all, before you do anything else, please tell us about your books, about your social media, how people can find your amazing work.
Well, I'm on all the usuals, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and everything. But I told you my website is my name, KathyWrightLewis.com. And the books can all be purchased on the website. I'll just go to the store on the website. Mariah Seed was my first book. Real quick, I used to write short stories all the time. And I used to write songs as I was a musician. And then I wrote poetry. And from my short stories to the poetry, the short stories were for my students because they were tired of reading about white dead people. Okay. read about something else, please. So I said, let me write. And I said, okay, you have to read what's on the curriculum. But then I'd sneak in a story and I put them in the stories. And way of teaching vocabulary and stuff. So the students loved it. So I started writing stories about my community, which they were familiar with, because so I thought that that would get their attention. Well, little by little, I started realizing that the poetry and some of the short stories I was writing were really a book. And I just started compiling them, and I came up with Mariah Seed, Why Hope Lives Behind Project Walls, because hope does live behind project walls. We have to be the answer to our own problems. The answer is within us. I truly believe that. And even though I lived in the projects, we like I said, the community was beautiful at that time, and people were doing wonderful things for one another. And the backdrop was, of course, civil rights. Bussing, I was bused, so I was able to talk about bussing. And I know that we would never have survived if it wasn't for the spirituality in our community, if we weren't godly people. So I talk about how we marched, and when we marched, it looked like Easter Sunday because people wore their best clothes. They were, you know, they came out and represented themselves well, but at the same time, they were fighting. And who was in the front of the fights? Just like Dr. King, most of them were ministers. I was Catholic. My priest, Father Powers, God rest his soul, he just passed. He was in the forefront. He had marched with King. He came to Brownsville to help people to fight for their rights. So he was in the front of the line when it came to helping the schools, getting our schools, getting black teachers in the schools and changing up the way schools were run, a whole lot of stuff. So a whole lot needed to happen, and people were willing to walk and fight for their rights. So I grew up in a very powerful time in a very powerful community, but then it was attacked because we dared to stand up, and it's still being attacked to today. I watched my community literally burn. We all did. And drugs were, brought into the community, and it burnt the people out, you know? So came one of the highest criminally active communities where, more people are in Rikers Island from Brownsville probably than from any other community, you know? So, but like I said, that my heart is still there. So I give back, I have to, you know?
And I see you shining a light on the work. I mean, I picked out this one piece from your other book, Passion's Pride. At the very beginning in the prologue, there is this paragraph. It says, If I may read it, it says, in my journey, I learned that blood connects the spirit to the body. But this connection is served when the body is riddled with bullets or savagely pierced with impalements, when tender skin and muscle are lashed with brutal whippings. Such brutality allows negative forces to take possession of innocent lives. The evil ones who bring this violence and suffering have abandoned their true nature, begetting more and more hatred and cruelty down through the ages.
Yeah, I wrote that, and it's so funny because I'm presently currently a student of the Metaphysical University of Metaphysics, and the things that I wrote in this book that came to me spiritually and compelled me to put on paper are the things that I'm learning, you know, in the classes I take there now. And it's just blowing me away because I'm like, I'm getting confirmation for everything that I was being told. Most of the, when I write, it's a spiritual experience. I hear, I see, and I write it. So a lot of what you just read, it's not like I knew that before, but as I was writing, it was coming through me. You know, and then I got the confirmation when, you know, like, as I said, I started studying spirituality and I'm like, whoa, that really is what happens. So we can be disconnected, you know, and that's what the negativity does. So that's why we live in such a world that's so filled with, they don't want us to know our divinity. They don't want us to know that we're godly, that we're divine, okay? Because then you can't control me, okay? And then you can't make me live, you know, a certain way, and you can't make me your slave, and you can't make me a slave to your society. So then I'm truly free. So truth,
right?
Mm-hmm. They don't want that, right?
If someone is listening right now, if they're saying like, yeah, Kathy, I understand everything you're saying. How did you start with your writing, and what are ways that you utilize writing, performance, community? What can they do? What can they do to get started?
I say start, well, if you want to do something, first I say pray on it, start writing it all down, but you have to speak it. You speak things into power. You speak things into existence. Before Mariah Seed, I wasn't even halfway done and I started telling people I'm writing a book. I know I'm writing a book. I have to finish this book. I said, if I say it, it's going to have to happen. So I started talking about it. So I spoke it into existence. And then I asked, how am I going to complete this when I have 2 kids and 3 jobs? And, you know,
wow,
crazy. But I was able to do it. And I just heard, just write. I write all the time. Think about writing when you're not writing and you're doing whatever else you're doing. Always think about it. So you're thinking about what it is and you speak it, you write it down, and then you start moving on it. Ask for direction. I always, you know, ask whatever your belief system is, ask Holy Spirit, ask your higher self, whatever you call it, you know, where should I start? And listen. Stop
and listen.
And listen. And listen.
Ask, stop, and listen. Ask, stop, and listen.
Yeah. So you have to be quiet to do that. Find a space to sit down and breathe and be quiet and hear. And let me tell you, the doors start opening up. They just start opening up. And the things that, this is your life to live. So take control of it. We create our lives. We create our worlds. So why bring negativity into it? If you want to create a beautiful life for yourself, you make it beautiful. So
we make it beautiful.
You make it beautiful. And listen, you know.
Absolutely. Kathy, so much information. I know the listeners are going to go back and listen again to your words. And so you are a spiritual coach as well, because you said you were writing and then later you studied spirituality or the university that you're attending right now. So it sounds like your writing led you.
Oh, right. But so truly, spirit was always leading me and I could always hear, but I would deny it. And that's what we all do. We all have spiritual gifts and we just say, you know, I'm not listening to that. Oh, that's just crazy. You know, and I'm hearing, you know, don't take a left today, take a right, you know, and then I'm not listening. And I go ahead and take a left and I end up and then the whole traffic jam. And I was like, yeah, why did not listen? Who am I arguing with? We have a sixth sense. We have. So once I started really listening and obeying, and calling on it. And every time I had an accident, and a different injury, I realized, okay, I'm being shut down to sit still and be quiet in here. And then I started listening in every situation I wrote. So I started listening, I started hearing, I started writing. So I forgot your question. So
what else? No, I mean, you answered. I mean, okay. So ways to utilize writing, performance, create community and love. Well, you said like spirit led you to, you sat down and you start writing. Uh-huh. You start claiming with your words. And so if there's someone out there listening and you're saying, like, man, I wish I could be like Kathy. I wish I could find the love and light she has in the community she's built. Kathy, I know you have built many communities in your life, and you talked about about Brownsville and about the love there and about the pain of watching that change. I know as a educator, you built community. I know that you are a person that if people are coming, your hands are open to help them heal and to show love to them. So you've built community in so many ways. Power in the Pen is one. I know that you've built communities around education.
Yeah.
And I know that you built communities around spiritual coaching. So if you could just like, we're about to go to break again. We may have to hold that, but if you could just tell us a little bit more when we come back. When we come back, I want to hear a little bit more of your spiritual coaching, and maybe we're going to listen to some more of Kathy's most beautiful words when we come back. But before we take a break, I just want our listeners to know you're listening to Love and Light with Dr. Lisa and my special guest, Kathy Wright Lewis, CEO, author, education consultant, and life coach. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back with Kathy. Stay tuned.
Don't miss Colette Marie Stephan on The Truth Is Funny, Ship Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit TheTruthIsFunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. I have Kathy Wright Lewis, CEO, author, educational consultant, and spiritual life coach. We have been so blessed by her being on the podcast today, sharing her love and light with us. Kathy, one more time, can you please give your information before we start this next little bit?
And KathyWrightLewis.com, no hyphen, crighteous@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, of course, KatRageouser1, I believe, is on the Twitter. The others are my name. And Power in the Pen, www.org.
Yes, thank you so much. And so we have been talking about building healing communities of support and about love and healing, and Kathy being an advocate and being a person who is open and passing the love and light in her community and to anyone who comes within her path. And so we were talking about community, and I asked Kathy to pick out something from one of her many writings. Please go to her website and check out the writings of Kathy Wright Lewis, and about community. And her work is about community and about how we are led to spiritual healing in our communities.
Okay, I'm going to read a little from Mariah Seed, page 42. They're en route to the school rally for busing. 10 yellow buses anxiously stood outside of the Browns Village First Believers Baptist Church, and Reverend Mitchell, bullhorn in hand, stood on the top step proudly, showing all of his teeth. He was almost breathless at the newsworthy sight of over 300 people gathered before him. He and the Parents for Equal Education Committee had only expected 100, with luck and prayer. But just last night, ministers from all over Brooklyn began calling. They had heard the call and they were coming. It was well known that the popular civil rights leader, Mega Evers, had just been killed, and brothers and sisters were tired of feeling powerless. "We're going to turn this thing around," each one had stated, in one way or another, before hanging up. "Amen, amen, brother or sister," the Reverend had replied each time. By the end of the last call, Reverend Mitchell felt almost delirious. A feeling of euphoria welled up inside of him. "God's going to give us this school, sister. We're going to make history tomorrow," he had told Passion 11 o'clock the night before. She couldn't help but be excited as well. "Maybe this is what my life has been leading up to," she thought to herself, hanging up the phone. "Maybe this is my purpose." Watching from her fourth floor window, Mama Letty was overwhelmed by it all herself. Imagine so many colored people gathered together in one place. And that young Reverend Mitchell, he reminded her so much of Reverend Franklin. The reminiscing of 26 years before continued uncontrollably. Her senses were tingling still, and it wasn't just from the nightmares. Death was lingering in the air. She felt its grip coming, and she knew it was close. I'm gonna stop there.
All right. Thank you. Talking about community and talking about whatever our community is and how we are in it and how we may suffer. And our world is suffering right now. Many different people don't know where to turn or what to do. So I love this conversation about community and how spirit could lead you to healing, and how spirit is always leading you to healing. Always. I love what you said on the break, that you said that I'm paraphrasing, but can you repeat, like, you talked about how the how spirit led you in the community, and how the community is the spirit is the answer to the healing.
The healing, yes, yeah. Well, this, when you are thinking that nothing can help you, you know, this time especially, because people do feel so hopeless and they're losing people, and it's easy to think all my people are dying, you know, and it's hopeless, and you have nowhere else to turn but to spirit. Now you have no choice but to go within. It's almost like slavery. You know, we had no choice but to be spiritual people, because that's all we had. You know, that's all we had. So it was easy for us to hold on to what we've always known, you know, what's inside. And it was easier to hear because all of the negativity that was outside of us, you know, we couldn't buy into completely. Otherwise, you self-destruct, you know. So yeah, the community is here. And that's where our community started. You know, we didn't get out of slavery not helping each other. We got out of slavery helping each other. We got out of slavery like Harriet Tubman, here in spirit and telling us which way to go to get to break free. You know, so that is that same spirit. There's nothing different. Okay, it just it looks different. It's a different year, but it's the same situation.
It's the same situation. And we need it today. We can turn away from all the negativity, all the crazy news, all the happenings, all the judgment. We can turn away. We can choose to live in love and light. We can choose. And Kathy has given so many examples and even has given a roadmap. Some breadcrumbs on how to get there have been explicitly said here today. You can stop, ask, listen, and be led. Mm-hmm. Kathy, you have done so much amazing work that I know, like, you'll have to come back so that we can talk about more of your work. But I know that you have the community and power in the pen. And this, I think this is your latest book, Power in the Pen. Fascinating. Where can people find this book?
Oh, you can find that. That's on our website, Power in the Pen, www.org. You could also buy it on Amazon. All of the books are available there as well. And if you just put my name in on Amazon, all of the books will appear, you know, or go on my website. But yeah, that's our third anthology. One of the members, illustrator John Lanton, that's one of his pieces. He's an amazing artist. The pictures that are on the book are the pictures, photographs made by one of our members. Her two sons took the pictures, and they're just little guys, AJ and Aaron. They did a great job. So it's all about supporting artists, and every artist,
absolutely,
they're all amazing authors. Everybody in there.
So to me, this represents community at its core, how it started, how you did your own work, how you brought people together to write, how they come together to on Zoom today, I've been to a couple of the readings of Power in the Pen, and they're so powerful and such an amazing example of community. We have to forge forward to have that community. And there's something so very special that you could feel the love between all of you on Zoom, people coming forth and sharing their work. I highly recommend, if you do not understand community, watch and go to Power in the Pen and observe the love between each person. Love is where it's at. And there's something you have here, and before our time is up, I have to hear Heal America from Power in the Pen, written by you, Kathy.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Well, we had done the book. Everyone submitted their work excerpts, and we decided on we talked a lot about what is it that we want to have as a theme. What do we want people to hear this year? And last year, of course, 2020, was all about COVID and George Floyd and, you know, tributes to those we had lost. But this year, all we could hear was from everybody after they had finished, I heard Heal America. And I have to first give credit to Mokichi Okada, the man God gave Joe Ray to, which is a healing, spiritual healing, out of Japan. And he wrote, after the bombs were dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, living in Japan, his family was spared. He wrote a book called Heal America, because he said that if America can be healed, then everybody else will have a chance. Anybody who would do something like that really truly needs healing. And I agree. Here's Heal America.
Thank you.
We are not begging. Heal America is not a plea. Heal America is our decree. With righteous intention, it's our declaration. As we utilize the power we possess, we evoke our ancestors, spirit guides, archangels to impress the insistence of healing our nation from this relentless, hateful devastation. 500 years of wickedness, we rebuke you from our existence and proclaim the era of love and unity, taking back our community. With fear, we fear no impunity because we have learned his I am presence we have earned. All power is in our hands. It's our time, so we will take a stand. All power is in our hearts. His rod removed all fragmented parts. Healed through the valley of the shadow of death, we've sprung. All power is released from our tongues. We know the way now. We've just begun. Taking back our children, our homes, our land, taking back our minds. You can no longer enslave us with your kind. Smiling face while plunging knives in our backs, you've been revealed. We see you now. In fact, we're covered from head to toe. Shielded auras protect us. See how we glow? Your trickery is done. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. No, not one. No, not one of his anointed ones shall perish. As long as one another we cherish. Our spirits are one. Yes, brothers and sisters, we have won. Now that we realize for far too long, our hearts, our eyes were covered with lies. Today we remove the enemy's disguise. Now we can recognize one another and rise.
Amen. Kathy Wright Lewis, we are out of time, but thank you so much for being here with us today. Oh my goodness, that was a mic drop. Please join me every second and fourth Wednesday. Wow, that was amazing. Love and Light with Dr. Lisa. Next time we're going to have Dr. Adara L. Walton. So you got to come back for some more fire. Thank you so much. Love and Light. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, Everyday Living in Peace. If you spent the last hour engaging in challenging and transformational conversations, all for the purpose of living a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Join me next time to continue growing in love and light through healing practices and acts of love. To learn more or work with me, Dr. Lisa, visit educationthroughengagement.com. That's educationthroughengagement.com. Remember, the world changes when we change by coming home to love. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.